August 8th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Prayer in the Father's Honor. That holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke 1:35. If the Son of God is born into my mortal flesh, is his holy innocence and simplicity and oneness with the Father getting a chance to manifest itself in me? What was true of the Virgin Mary in the historic introduction of God's Son into this earth is true in every saint. The Son of God is born into me by the direct act of God. Then I, as a child of God, have to exercise the right of a child, the right of being always face to face with my Father. Am I continually saying with amazement to my common sense life, why do you want to turn me off here? Don't you know that I must be about my Father's business? Whatever the circumstances may be, that holy, innocent, eternal child must be in contact with his Father. Am I simple enough to identify myself with my Lord in this way? Is he getting his wonderful way in me? Is God realizing that his Son is formed in me, or have I carefully put him on one side? Oh, the clamor of these days. Everyone is clamoring. For what? For the Son of God to be put to death. There is no room here for the Son of God just now. No room for quiet holy communion with the Father. Is the Son of God praying in me, or am I dictating to him? Is he ministering in me as he did in the days of his flesh? Is the Son of God in me going through his passion for his own purposes? The more one knows of the inner life of God's ripest saints, the more one sees what God's purpose is, filling up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ. There is always something to be done in the sense of filling up. That's the end of Oswald's text. It is quite striking, as Oswald points out, that Christ, in a sense, in a very real sense, must be born inside us as he was inside Mary. But inside more than just our womb, inside the innermost part of our heart, the innermost part of our being. The Son of God must have full access to energize my faculties, move my hands, move my lips, and express himself through me. Or he has no place at all. Christ didn't come to wipe away my sins and then leave me in a position where I'm supposed to try to keep from sinning from there forward. Christ came to pay the price for my sin, to reconcile me to God himself, and to give me an opportunity to restore to the Garden of Eden experience. One seamless, holy conversation with God, day after day, moment after moment. Most of my life I spent as a Christian, rather distant from God, while running as hard and fast as I could in his direction, as I understood it. But I misunderstood entirely. I was trying to do things for Jesus, instead of simply learning to be intimate with him and develop a love relationship with him that would challenge even the most intimate of relationships on a human plane. And it is not until I'm so other-centered on Christ that I don't express myself anymore, but allow him to express using my faculties, that I really come to the place of oneness that he has offered. I've decided to stop dictating to God and just accept anything and everything he brings into my path and receive it with joy, because I know anything and everything he brings to me or brings into my life, he doesn't just allow, he actually architects and orchestrates the events for me and to me even the difficult ones, to bring me closer to himself, to a greater level of dependence and affection. Just let him fill you up. Put away your agenda. Put away your ideas. Put away your expectations of how you might serve God. And learn to romance the God of the universe as he is attempting to romance you.